Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Emergency Call. I'm Amanda.
I'm Michelle.
And this is our third fucking episode.
Our third one.
We finally launched this week.
That was so exciting.
So exciting.
Positive feedback.
Yeah, you guys seem to like us, I think.
So far.
So far, so good. Yeah, we pre-filmed it a little bit because getting everything situated kind of took a minute.
Yeah.
But now we're, like, in real time. Except the second episode we filmed also before it was launched.
Yes.
So this is the first episode that we're filming when this is no longer a secret.
Yep. Sure.
All you're saying.
Yep, yes.
You're just agreeing. Yes, you're like, yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Keep going.
Yeah. Keep talking.
Anyways, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Swell. Good week. What's going on?
This week was very good. My phone is blowing up and I really don't want to answer anybody, so I'm going to put that on Do Not Disturb because everyone's getting on my last nerve.
It's also so annoying because it keeps going, beeping off.
It's really annoying. Anyways, yeah, this week was better than last week.
Yeah, you're totally in a better frame of mind, I could tell.
Yeah, so we actually already filmed this episode last week, like this exact topic, and I texted my mom the other day when I got out of my mental rut because I was literally having an ongoing anxiety attack slash mental breakdown for like a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks straight.
It was scary.
It was terrifying for me.
Terrifying for me.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on, but we filmed an episode during that,
which we should not have done. I always tell you when you're going through that, you shouldn't step away from the computer, step away from the everything.
I know. I didn't even listen to the audio from that. I just felt in my soul.
You just know it's not okay.
That it wasn't good. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I was just in such a negative state. And that's kind of how we got the topic for today, which is self-sabotage.
Yeah.
Because when I get into those mental ruts, I definitely sabotage everything. And I sabotaged that episode. So we're redoing it today.
No, I agree. And I feel like if you're not in a good mental state, you should just not put anything out.
Yeah, because it just, I don't know, like I was so aggressive.
But it's important to take time for you to heal and figure it out. And
well, you should have told me that in the moment.
No, because you start yelling at me, so I'm good.
No, I would not have yelled at you. You really should have told me.
Sometimes you have to figure out things on your own.
Yeah, it just didn't sit right. But our last week's episode was a sad one. No,
it was. Yeah.
How are you doing?
I still have bad times, but, you know.
Like, day by day.
What is today? So yesterday, no, actually this morning, I was outside with the dog, and I have those wind chimes with my brother's face on it, and it wasn't windy at all, and all of a sudden, like, the chimes went off.
That's weird.
And I thought to myself, like, oh, he's never going to be able to hear my podcast, and he's never, like, I can't share this stuff with him, and, like, he'd be, like, one of the first ones I called and been like,
I know.
Hey, I want you to listen.
Mm-hmm.
So no, like, I thought kids are crying right now. But I'm not gonna, I shouldn't.
I know. I thought about that because everybody in our life has been like so supportive and like loving towards us during this. And I thought like he totally.
Oh my god, he would be so happy.
Yeah, but he is.
I know.
Oh no, don't cry. And then I'm gonna start crying.
He. Like I feel like I heard him kind of, and I know that he's happy.
Yeah.
Don't cry. I'm so sensitive.
She's crying. She has tears.
It's a sensitive subject, but yeah, like stuff like that. So like, I am good, but when I start thinking, like when I drive in the car alone, it's the worst.
Right.
A song will come on, or I'll just start thinking about him, and I just
driving is bad. I feel like driving, you think about more than anything.
It's kind of like also weird because like this week I thought like my parents have passed too, but like, they were older, so it's to be expected and ill, but like his was sprung on and he was my best friend growing up, so it's just a lot, but it's fine. Yeah. It'll be okay. But yeah, so the second episode that we filmed was,
I haven't even listened to that audio yet.
I made you cry.
Oh yeah,
I held it together that one, but it's fine. I'm good.
Yeah,
but I have bad moments.
I get it.
Yeah.
So how was your week?
It was good. Work was a lot this week. It was like one of those weeks where it's like, is something in the fucking air?
Yeah.
Like, what was going on? Was there a full moon? It was a full moon. Like,
was
I
it?
I think on Tuesday, or new moon, or full moon on Tuesday. And I'm like, I think. it was this week, but it was like every day was something.
I agree.
It was so annoying. I feel like, what is going on?
I feel like I got out of my mental rut this week, but then everyone else was like hitting me with their own shit. And I was like, oh my God, what is going on? Why is everyone having an attitude this week? Because I finally started being happy and then everyone else.
But I also found everybody's energy was like high energy.
Yeah, like everyone was aggressive as hell this week.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I was like a lot. It was a lot for work and just like certain things in my life. And I was just like, why is everybody so aggressive this week? Yeah. Like, I'm going to shut down or something. I don't know.
No, I agree. I feel like everyone was aggressive. Oh my God. Also, today, before we started filming this episode, our other mic broke. So we just fucking ran around trying to find another microphone. We finally got one. Oh my God. But there's always something before we start filming. Like, I'm not kidding. It never has. It's only been 4 times now that we've recorded, but it hasn't gone smooth not once yet. There's always some sort of mental breakdown on my end.
It's fine. It's to be expected. Things happen.
It's to be expected.
No, not you having a mental breakdown, but like things happen. You can't control everything.
So there's so many technical difficulties. I think because we're not like completely ready we're not completely used to doing a podcast yet. So yeah, we're still learning. But I'm manifesting us to have a whole podcast studio where we can just leave the setup and like go in and have somebody that helps us. Like, I need that. Dave Portnoy, whatever his name is. Hire us at Barstool.
I can't. Company. Can we bring Frankie with us though? Because she's really like the highlight.
No, Frankie's such my therapy cat. I don't even think, if you're watching on YouTube, I don't think you could see her right now. She's a little cropped out. She's sitting pretty today.
And she's so cute.
She's sitting so pretty. Guys, I have 2 cats, if you don't know. Boo and Frankie. They're my girls. My mom has hella cats.
Yeah, I have 5. I started off with 1. It was your fault. You came home with Frankie and Boo.
First of all.
And then my cat didn't have a friend anymore, so I had to get another one.
You got me, Frankie.
And then I just kept adding all. They're so cute, though.
They are really cute. Them. Oh, she's crawling up now.
Wait, maybe you can see her now. Yeah, they can see her now.
Oh, look at her.
My sweet.
If you guys aren't subscribed to our YouTube channel, go subscribe. It's Emergency Call Podcast. And our Instagram's at Emergency Call Pod. And if you haven't yet, rate us 5 stars on Spotify. And Apple Music. I don't know how that works.
I don't either.
Only have Spotify. Oh my God, Frankie has something to say, guys.
Wow, she's pretty
intense. Whoa, she had a lot to say right there, girl.
Oh my God. She's so beautiful.
Anyway, so like I said before, this episode is about self-sabotage.
Yes.
So last week, I don't know, we just started talking about how I tend to self-sabotage a lot of situations. But I think that also since I was in a negative headspace, I was self-sabotaging because that's when I tend to do it the most. And we just started talking about it and I thought it would be a good topic because I feel like that happens to a lot of people and a lot of people self-sabotage without even realizing that they're doing it because we looked like up different ways to self-sabotage and there's so many different things that I didn't even know was considered self-sabotage and I was like, holy shit, I do this actually way more than I even thought, which is terrifying and I need to stop it. So we wanted to just like deep dive into self-sabotage. Because I think that it's the root of so many problems in life.
I started writing stuff down about self-sabotage. I'm like, holy crap, this is me. Like, this is so bad.
You're the definition of self-sabotage?
Yeah, sort of.
That's terrible, girl.
Yeah, no, like some things. I was like, I didn't even realize that was, though. It was like therapy for me to kind of doing homework on self-sabotage.
You're welcome.
Before we came here. That's why I was telling Aunt Lori. I was driving here. I was talking to Aunt Lori, and I'm like, this was like my therapy because as I was doing, honestly, like it was like homework, writing stuff down about self-sabotage. I was like, whoa, I'm finding out a lot about myself.
Yeah, for real. Me too. I was reading a bunch of stuff and we also had you guys ask some questions that we're going to be answering towards the end of the episode. We're just going to talk all about self-sabotage today. So I actually looked up the definition.
Me too.
It says, self-sabotage is when people do or don't do things that block their success or prevent them from accomplishing their goals. It can happen consciously or unconsciously. Self-sabotaging behaviors can affect our personal and professional success as well as our mental health, which is what it was doing to me. I feel like personally, when I'm really anxious, I like spiral. if I wake up with really bad anxiety, I'll like stay in bed late, I'll push things off, like I'll procrastinate like extra. I feel like I already procrastinate, which apparently is self-sabotage, guys. And yeah, so when I'm just like extra anxious or having like an anxiety attack, like I start spiraling and doing all these things that self-sabotage, and I also stop doing the things that I know help me with my anxiety.
Like, so you really go at it.
Yeah, like I just stop doing all the good things for myself. I stop working out, I stop like having a good routine, I won't make my bed, I'll let my apartment get messy. Like I like just spiral and I literally self-sabotage my life. That's what I was doing last week. It was bad.
That is bad.
Yeah.
But that's why we're redoing
this. Yeah, literally. I self-sabotaged last episode. I'm not kidding. Like, it was bad. So, yeah, that's one way that I do. It's like when I'm already going through it, I just snowball with self-sabotage.
Well, when I looked it up, there was 9 signs of self-sabotaging. What kind of behaviors? Okay, number one is avoiding people and situations that make you uncomfortable, which I'm a huge avoider.
Okay, so that's actually something that I've stopped doing a little bit.
Okay.
I feel like, because I used to, I feel like, say no to things a lot more, and now I kind of, like, push myself to go, like, out of my comfort zone. Which is good. Yeah, because I know that that will make me grow, but...
Oh, no, I avoid. I'm just like, you know what? I don't want to deal. Like, get out of my... No.
Like, give me an example.
Anything. Anything. If it's going to give me anxiety or it's pissing me off, I'm totally avoiding it, and I'm just... It's never going to exist. Bye.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm the worst.
Perfect. Okay.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Number 2 is staying within your comfort zone and avoiding change. Well, I could go both. I do like to stay in my comfort zone, but I don't mind change.
Okay. You don't mind change? You haven't changed, like, anything in your life in, like, 80 years.
But I would. Dad really doesn't like change. He likes, okay. He gets comfortable. I don't mind. Like, I would have moved already.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he...
Yeah.
He doesn't even like to give a car back.
That's true.
When we lease a car, he's like, oh, I feel so bad giving it back. And I'm like, it's a car. It doesn't have a heart.
He stayed... Settle down. With the Denali for...
He still has it.
Yeah, he still has it. He has, like, emotional attachment because we grew up in that car. I swear to God.
I see, like, stuff like that I don't.
I feel like I'm really good with that. Like, I moved across the country by myself. I'll do anything by myself. I don't do that one. Wow, guys. Okay, I'm kind of killing it. I don't do that.
Right, but that's I do like to stay in my... It's like a fine line because I do like to stay in my comfort zone.
Being comfortable is always nice.
But you have okay to... with some sort of change as well. Yeah. So it's like I could go either way. And number 3 is setting goals that are too low to ensure success.
I do that.
So
I do that bad.
Me too. Totally. Like, yeah, I don't know why.
I get really scared of setting big goals because I know that I'm going to be disappointed. Well, if I don't.
I'm afraid of failure.
Like, yeah, but that's fail, right? That's such a bad way to go into a situation because it's like you're already like manifesting like not. The highest.
I know. So as I'm reading this, I was like, whoa, I need to change a lot of things about me.
Yeah, I need to start striving for the greatest and just being positive. Because if you're going into, like let's say you set a really big goal and you're going into it like, fuck, I'm scared that this isn't going to happen, then you're already, like, having the mindset that it's not going to happen. You have to have the mindset, like, this is going to happen. So how do you change that, though? It's, like, such a hard thing to change.
I think number 1 is accepting it. Number 2 would be it's okay to fail because you have to learn. Okay,
that's really true. It is okay to fail.
So it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to fail. But
I hate failing. I think that's why I don't try new things. But we're trying something new right now on this podcast.
Me too. I hate failing. Me too. And I hate making mistakes. But I always say to other people, like, it's okay to make a mistake. It is. That's how you learn.
Yeah,
that's
you
how
literally you grow. Have like, to.
But,
Wow, this is literally
number 4 is completely me making excuses why I want to procrastinate. I am queen at making excuses to why I want to procrastinate.
What are your excuses?
I procrastinate everything. Like, if I don't want to go somewhere, I'm like, I just don't want to go into that store because I may not. I'm having deja vu. We've had this conversation.
Well, because we filmed this exact episode last week. Hello. but I'm confused.
I gotta go. I'll procrastinate anything.
You procrastinate going into food a shopping store?
I'll procrastinate anything. No, anything. Anything in my life, I'll procrastinate.
I don't know why when I think of procrastinating, I just go straight to, like, work.
That's the one thing I won't procrastinate. Okay. Is work.
Because... Well, that's good. That's, like, the most important thing.
No, see, that... Okay, hold on.
But, okay, for procrastinating, I feel like I used to be really bad at procrastinating, like, when I was in high school. I procrastinated everything in my life in general. Now, I'm kind of better with it. Like, I have kind of grown out of my procrastinating thing.
Because you enjoy what you're doing.
Yes, but also when I would procrastinate, like, a brand deal, let's say, until the last second, then I would get so anxious. It would trigger my anxiety when I procrastinated. So I have to stop. But see,
you procrastinate work, then.
I used to, I'm saying. But I realized that it triggered me, my anxiety, so I stopped procrastinating so much.
Well, I procrastinate probably everything in my life.
That's but work. So interesting. Why the grocery store?
Ugh, I hate food shopping. I
just do Amazon Fresh.
Don't want to bump into anyone.
Why don't you Amazon Fresh?
I don't get Amazon Fresh where I live.
Oh, that sucks.
But on the flip side of procrastinating is being a perfectionist is also self-sabotaging because you want literally. I was like, wait, hold up. So there's a fine line. I'm a perfectionist at work and I want everything done my way, certain way. And I had to learn that it can't always be that way. Like, you have to give other people a chance to do things. You can't do everything.
You're a control freak.
Maybe that's self-sabotaging too. I'm literally every fucking day.
Right now you're screaming, I'm a Virgo.
I am such a Virgo.
You're screaming it from the rooftops right now.
But I'm not. But I've learned to, like, be like, I just don't care anymore.
What's your rising?
I can tell you. Hold on to my notes.
I'm a Scorpio. Rising, Sagittarius, Moon, Libra.
Hold up.
I don't really
know. Let me find it, guys. It's somewhere in here.
I don't really know what it means too much.
Hold on.
But I do love being a Scorpio. Because I feel like we're, like, sexy.
You're so ridiculous.
I feel like Scorpios
I'm
are,
a
like...
Sag rising.
Me too!
Okay, why are we high-fiving?
Because we're twins.
I'm a Sag rising, a Scorpio sun, a Libra moon.
That's mine!
That's what I guess. I'm lying.
She just read mine.
I have both of ours on. What the? Guys, my rising's a Cancer, and we knew that because I cry about everything.
We didn't know that. I'm crying laughing right now. What the fuck? I'm a Scorpio sun. I was like, hold on.
Guys. I'm such a fucking idiot. No, let's start over. Can we edit this?
No, that was good. That was so
Wait,
funny.
I'm a Cancer rising and we knew that.
Yeah,
I'm
we didn't know
I'm
that.
An emotional disaster.
She is a disaster, to the least.
A Virgo sun, a Libra moon.
Oh, okay. We are twins
and
in
a
that.
Libra Mercury.
High five.
What the hell is your Mercury?
Libra moons.
I don't even know what that means.
I think that's like our emotional side.
I thought your rising was your emotional
no,
side.
No, your rising is how you come off to people.
Right. This is not an astrological podcast.
Okay, well, your perfectionism is screaming, I'm a Virgo. That's all I had to say.
So that, yes, and I had to learn because at work I would be like, I'll just do everything.
Right, and then you get overwhelmed.
Oh, and then I get really like pissy.
Oh, okay, and you did it to yourself. So, yeah, definition of self-sabotaging.
I'm like the billboard of self-sabotage.
Yeah, you're worse than me.
I'm terrible.
I'm
learning a lot of stuff about
I really only self-sabotage bad when my mental health is bad. Like, I think that that's really the only time, and in relationships. That's where my self-sabotaging...
We can't get there yet.
Yeah, that's going to be a whole...
You know what a big one is?
Chunk of this.
Comparing yourself to others.
Okay,
and
I do
a lot of people do that.
I think I do that.
I think that's like just normal, right?
I feel like with social media, it's become so normal and such a big thing because it's so easy to compare yourself now. Especially because on social media, everyone comes off as they have like this perfect life and like everybody looks like they have it all together, which isn't true, obviously. It's just like how social media portrays things. So it's so easy to compare yourself. I feel like especially in, like, what I do for work, it's so easy for me to compare myself to other girls. But I've really learned, I obviously, like, have my bad days where, like, I'll be just, like, in a bad mood and I'll be on Instagram and be like, oh, she has, like, the perfect life, whatever. But now it's more so, like, I'll look at other girls and I'm, like, happy for them. Like, I don't look at them and be like, oh, I suck because they're great. I look at them and I'm like, oh, they're awesome and they're great and they're killing it and so am I. Like, you know?
I just think too, and you could always learn from like each other, and like someone's always going to be taller, prettier, skinnier, or have more, but be happy for each other.
Yeah, I've really learned to just be confident in what I have and also be able to like be happy for somebody else. Like, I don't know. But obviously there are those days where you're not doing well and you compare yourself, and it's so easy to do with social media. Like, it's crazy. But yeah, that makes sense. Because if you're constantly comparing, like, you're obviously just never going to be happy or fulfilled with yourself, which is not good.
No, and you should always be happy for everybody else.
Yeah, always.
But I'm just going to let you know the next one is me, and definitely also screams Virgo. We do social withdraw and isolation.
I do that
big.
Frankie has been purring so much, I think, that they could hear her, but it's kind of awesome. So if you guys don't like that, then suck it, because she looks like she's...
Seriously, she's our therapy
cat. No, she's so happy. She's smiling.
These self-sabotage, let me purr with
her. She's literally smiling in my lap right now. I love her. So if you could hear it, I don't care.
Anyway, I do this. I definitely withdraw and, like, just stay home for days and don't want to hang out with anyone or talk to anyone. Like, I'll talk to you guys, obviously. Yeah. But, like, I just want, like...
I feel like that's not necessarily a bad thing. Like... I feel like I do that too. Sometimes I've just had enough of people and I just need to be alone for a while, and that's when I like recharge, and I feel it's good to be selfish sometimes. And if like you feel like you're not going to be a pleasant person to be around.
Sometimes I don't even want to be myself.
Yeah, me neither. So that's like kind of self-awareness and good. Right?
I don't think that's self-sabotaging. I think that needs to come off the list.
No, yeah, I feel like that's good. Unless like it's too much. Like if you're isolating yourself for months on end, that obviously is bad. Like, I'll only do it for like a few days to recharge, and then I'm like ready to like see the world again.
I find myself doing it more in the winter months.
You hibernate.
It's so cold here.
You're such a little bear.
We're like bears. Yeah. And then like, I feel like in the spring and summer, you're tan and you're feeling good and you're better and you're out and the weather is better.
I do have regardless, though. It's just like if I'm way too social for days on end, like I need
me too.
My time, because I get drained.
My brain hurts.
I feel like I also am like an empath, so
yeah, me too, big time.
I really feed off of people's energy, and if I'm around low energy for like too many days in a row or something, like I'm just drained emotionally and I like need my space. Too.
Not a lot of people feed off of other... They don't even realize that we do it, because we do all do it.
Yeah.
We just don't know.
It's bad. Like, some people are legit, like, energy vampires. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
Like, they suck the fucking life out of you.
Yeah, I hate those people.
I hate those people, too. I always try to cut them off.
It's not nice to hate, but,
Well, those people stink. I don't know why. Oh, shit.
I can literally walk in a room of, like, a party and, like, be like... Okay, gotta go.
Yeah, like if somebody has like bad vibes.
This whole thing is off. Like, yeah. It's time. Bye.
Yeah, no, fuck that. Hate that. Like, hate those people.
It's time to leave.
Yeah, no.
The last one, or what? I skipped a couple because they were like irrelevant, but one of them is, because like we don't do that, but one of them, the last one is risky behaviors, like substance abuse, overspending.
Oh!
Overeating, undereating.
Yeah, I overspend like a motherfucker and a half, so I guess I'm self-sabotaging my wallet.
Sometimes when I'm feeling down, I have to buy a good outfit.
Yeah,
shoes or bag, and I don't care about it. It makes me feel good.
I know, but I care about it when I look at my Chase monthly spending and I want to die.
Yeah, I care about that too.
Oh, man. We did my taxes yesterday. Well, my mom and my uncle do my taxes, because they're both...
It wasn't bad.
I spend crazy amounts of money.
Okay, we're not talking... This is not an episode about the IRS.
Well, apparently it is an episode about self-sabotaging. I did that. I do that. I think that I self-sabotage the nights that I black out.
Right, alcohol.
Yeah. I definitely have sabotaged myself in many ways when I blacked out.
Wouldn't that be up there with substance abuse?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it would. The nights that I have absolutely blacked out and called boys that I should not have called, like... fucking self-sabotage my sober self, fucking bitch. I can't black out anymore because I'm a fucking bitch to myself. I'm such a fucking psychopath.
Whoa, you just said fuck like 10 times in a row. You're killing me.
So now ways that I self-sabotage. Okay.
I can't.
So I think that I push people away.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's number one.
I definitely do that. Like, not so much with like friends. Actually, sometimes. Sometimes with friends. I feel like I pushed away some friends.
Did she just sigh really loud?
I think Frankie just cried.
I heard it.
She was like, don't push me away, Mom.
Aww. Wait, I feel like, do you do that with friends?
I've definitely pushed away a few friends in my lifetime. I don't know. Anyways, I push people away. I have my walls up too high sometimes.
Oh, mine are.
Yeah, I feel like that's self-sabotaging.
So high.
I feel like I've ruined situations because I didn't let people in, and then they think I hate them, and they don't want to talk to me, and then, yeah.
Maybe they weren't supposed to be in.
Yeah, I guess. Fuck them. Yeah, my walls are supposed to stay high. Yeah. But recently, I have been, like, letting my guard down slightly so that I don't seem like such a bitch to guys. Because this is, honestly, I mainly self-sabotage in, like, romantic relationships. Because I've been in a really toxic relationship and I've also been hurt badly. So, like, I just have my guard up and then I, like, push away nice guys or, like, just am guarded to, like, the wrong people.
The right guy will break the wall down.
Exactly. He'll use a hammer and a screwdriver and stuff. Anyways, I also go for guys that I know are emotionally unavailable. And those tend to be the only guys that I actually like. Like, I think that I'm emotionally unavailable, so I like guys that are also emotionally unavailable because I know that they're not going to, like, actually want to date me. And I'm like, ugh, I love you.
We're going to change that, though, right?
Yeah, no, I'm changing that this year, right now, this month, okay. This week.
I hope so.
Yes, this week. Anyways, and then this doesn't have to do with romantic relationships, but I think that this has to do with relationships in my life in general. But I think that sometimes I have a people-pleasing issue, and I spread myself too thin, and I say yes when I really don't want to. So then I end up, like, just, like, resenting the people, but it's really my fault because I said yes and I spread myself thin, but then I'm, like, so irritated at that person. Because I'm doing what they asked me to do, but I said yes, but I resent that. It's bad. But I'm learning to say no when I actually don't want to do things now.
Like, it's okay to say no.
Right? It is okay to say no, and people aren't going to be offended. I don't know. Yeah. I feel like I just spread myself so thin sometimes. I did that in LA really bad.
Right, and that's why you always spiral.
Yeah. So all of these things just, like, they're obviously self-sabotaging, but then they make me resent the people in my life, and then they also make my mental health plummet, which is when I also start hating everyone that I surround
myself
with.
It's okay to say no. That's yeah. The thing. Like, you have to know it's okay to say no.
Yeah, so that's what I'm going to start doing. Saying no to everything.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Only the things, like, if I truly in my soul, like, feel like I don't want to do that, like, I need to say no.
Right.
Sometimes I just feel bad and I'm like, oh, yeah, I can make it work. And then I also will, like, spread myself super thin for people that wouldn't even reciprocate the same energy.
We've had that conversation.
Yeah, so those are some ways I self-sabotage.
You have no more on that list?
No, those are, like, my main things. Yeah. Also, like, some other things, I guess. But those are, like, the main ones for me. And I also wrote down that when I'm already anxious, like, all the things I said earlier today. Yeah. Not so fun. Not so fun at all. So then I also wrote down some ways that other people do it.
Really?
Yes, I Googled it. So refusing to ask for help. I feel like I used to really be like this. Like, I wouldn't want to ask anybody. But now, like, I don't know. I also think I didn't have that many people to ask for help. At least for, like, work-wise things. But now, like, I go to my friends and I, like, ask, like, for help with certain situations.
I used to do that when you guys were little.
You wouldn't want to, like, raising us?
I worked. And then, like, I wanted to do everything. Like, I wanted... Yeah, because I had you guys.
Right.
So I wanted to do everything. And, like, my mom and even dad would be like... I would get so mad and be like, I do everything. And they'd be like, well, why don't you just ask for help?
Yeah.
But a part of me was like, well, why do I have to ask?
Because people can't read your fucking mind.
Well, that's what I would get. But if you see me, like, doing everything, why don't you just get up and be like, let me give you a hand?
Because some people don't know. Like, you know?
Whatever.
So you haven't learned.
Well, now, yeah. But yeah. It was... probably more of a controlling thing too, because I could only do it my way is the best way.
Well, the next one is controlling or micromanaging behavior.
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah, you are kind of controlling.
Yeah,
I feel like I am too.
I know, I don't care.
I think that's why I really like living alone, because if I had somebody in my space telling me, like, I want this to be like this, this, but oh my god, I get so annoyed. And I also like to have everything, like, clean, like, and exactly in their spot, and, like, everything really organized. So if I had somebody in my space, like, making shit messy, I would be like, get out right now.
I don't find myself controlling what you guys. No. I don't tell you guys what to do or even get involved in your lives.
No, just for your life.
I just like things my way. I do it the right way.
Exactly. That's literally I don't know why you're denying it. You literally just gave an explanation as to why you are that way. Anyways. Picking fights or starting conflicts with... Can I speak? Picking fights or starting conflicts with colleagues and loved ones. I think I do this sometimes.
I don't want colleagues, but...
What? I feel like I do that with you. Like, if I'm, like, irritated, I'll just be like, meh. I don't know why.
But I do it to you, too. So
I don't know why that was the noise I decided to use.
You definitely pick fights, but it's fine.
Whatever. I'm a little kooky.
That's her new word, by the way. Kooky.
My friends put me on to kooky. I think Sam and Becca started it, and now we all just, like, say kooky every other fucking word. We literally have a group chat called that. Anyways, yeah.
So what, any
other pick fights with anybody other than, like,
me?
You, or, like, if I had a boyfriend. Like, my last relationship, like...
But it's, like, so annoying.
I know. My
last... How would you like it if we picked...
You do pick fights with me.
Not really.
My last relationship was so toxic. We always fought. Oh, man. Anyway, that was definitely on both of us. Setting goals that are too low or too high.
We already talked about that.
Avoiding or withdrawing from others. We talked about that. Negative self-talk and extreme self-criticism. That's one I should have put on for me.
I did it today.
Yeah, you did.
The stupid YouTube video.
Yeah, she was like, I look so ugly on a YouTube video. I hope the camera breaks. I was like, girl, I don't wish that.
I would rather just be on a podcast and nobody could see me and I could just look whatever I look.
I know.
And then the YouTube video, it's like, I look at myself and I'm like, God.
Don't watch it.
I need to lose 20 pounds.
You look perfect.
No.
Yeah, you do. So annoying. But yeah, no, I do that too, though. I feel like also, again, it all falls back to when I'm doing bad mentally. That's when I really talk to myself negatively and I have to, like, say a million affirmations to get myself out of it. But, like, in my head, I'll literally be like, you're so stupid. Everyone fucking hates you. You suck. You're terrible. You're the worst person alive. Everyone thinks you're annoying.
But that's terrible. I hate when you do that because it makes me so sad as a parent. It's so bad. It makes me so sad.
It's so mean. And it's not even, like, physical. It's all, like, I'll be like, oh my god, everyone, like, hates me. Like, that's really the main one.
You do that? More when you black out.
Yeah, that's why. So I think that a big source of my mental health issues comes from drinking. So now my new thing is when I go out, 3 drinks max, maybe 4.
Yeah, why do we have to? Why do we have to go nuts?
I don't mean to. It always just happens on accident. Like, I don't think in my head, like, oh, I'm gonna black out. It's like,
oh, so, like, by the 6th shot of tequila, you don't think it's probably not the best idea?
I think that once I'm, like, too drunk, then I just, like, keep going, and then I black out, because I'm like, ah, this is fun right now. I get in the moment, but now I'm like, no, it's not fucking fun anymore. I'm not having fun.
Because then you literally have anxiety for a week
after. Yeah, and I'm like, everyone fucking hates me. Like, yeah. I'll go out with my friends and, like, accidentally, like, black out. And, like,
accidentally.
And then I'm like, wow, they all probably don't like me and don't want to be my friend anymore. Which, like, I don't even do anything that crazy at all when I'm drunk.
Right, but you get into your own head.
Yeah, I just get... I have, like, the world's worst anxiety, which my anxiety is the biggest fucking self-sabotager of all time. And then the last one that I have written down is making excuses or blame shifting. I think that I always blame other people. As a joke, though, I feel like, for me. Like, I'll be like, I don't know, I feel like I've done this with you. Like, I'll be like, it was that. I don't know. Like, I'll make it as a joke.
Are you watching now? Give me an example.
I can't think of one. Like, let's say something went wrong with the podcast. Like, I'd be like, it's the fucking tripod's fault. Like, I'll say something as a joke and blame something else.
It's always my fault.
What?
It's always my fault.
I just said the tripod.
No, I know, but, like, with other stuff, you've come at me.
And said the things are your fault.
Sometimes.
No, I feel like I always make it a joke. Like, if I know it's my fault, I'll be like, couldn't be my fault. It's probably the fucking earth. Does that make sense? Like, I'll blame something that it obviously wasn't that thing's fault. Does that make any sense?
Sure.
Anyways, so those are all of the ways that people do it, that I do it, that we do it. I'm getting... This episode is triggering me because...
Well, it triggered me this morning. Drew came in the room. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm writing all this stuff down. And then I was talking to Aunt Lori. I'm like, God damn it. I do a lot of this stuff. Like, this is...
I know. I never really
sat down and, like, looked at certain subjects like that. Like, I think that we should do this more often.
I think it really helped me. That's the whole point of what they call therapy.
This episode
is sponsored by BetterHelp. Just kidding.
But wait, a lot of the stuff I got off of the internet was from BetterHelp.
Really?
Yeah, help.
This isn't fucking BetterHelp. BetterHelp. This is not therapy. Like, you can't...
I wrote an assignment. I did an assignment this morning. I wrote stuff down.
We both need to go to therapy, I think.
Oh, someone got to
therapy. I think you need it more than I do.
I'm good.
That's what somebody that needs therapy would say.
Wait, because then I took notes and I wrote, like, negative self-talk about me, like, body image. Yeah, body image is the worst.
Yeah.
For me, it's, like, bad.
Yeah, you're very mean to yourself.
Because I hate everything. I'm getting older. And when you get older, it's, like, the worst.
That's not nice to hear. I just hope I don't get that old.
Just don't ever stop. No, you want to get old. What the fuck are you talking about?
Do I? Anyways, I have some questions that people asked us about self-sabotage that we are going to go through now. So the first one is, what are your thoughts on the fine line between following your intuition and self-sabotaging? And I really like this question because I feel like I struggle with this a lot when it comes to, like, guys that come into my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll literally say, like, I just know that, like, they're not for me. Like, I can just tell, like, I don't know, like, I have a really, really good intuition. So that happens to me so much. But then, yeah, I question, I'm like, am I just, like, scared of commitment or, like, don't want to let anybody in? Am I going to do this with every guy ever? Or is this genuinely my intuition? Like, it's really confusing because...
But you haven't done it with every guy ever, so it has to be your intuition.
Yeah, but the guys that I've let in sucked.
I mean, some of them you didn't think were going to.
Exactly. Yeah, but I was wrong. So it's like...
But you liked them, and sometimes when you really like somebody...
Yeah, but this is the issue. I like the guys that I shouldn't like because I know that they're not... Like, I think I know in my soul that, like, they're gonna, like, just be for fun, and I'm scared.
So what are we gonna do to fix this?
Date everyone.
I just want Amanda to go on dates.
Yeah, no, I am gonna try. I'm gonna try to go on dates.
You have to put yourself out there to figure it out.
I'm gonna try my best, but I don't know. I think it is such a fucking fine line between your intuition and self-sabotaging, but... I don't know. I think that sometimes you can kind of tell, like, I don't know.
I think this is not even just about guys, like, about friends, too. You've met new friends that you were like, Mom, I don't think.
Yeah.
And then you were, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, and then you were right.
Yeah.
So,
I feel like I could read through friends really easily, though, like, more easy than guys. I feel like it's easier to see a girl's true colors. Yeah, I don't know. I think just follow your gut. Like, if your gut is really telling you, like, the situation is bad, just listen to it because the chances of your intuition being right and it not being self-sabotaging is probably higher.
I agree. I always tell you all the time when you get anxious or you're going into a situation, say you're going on a date, for example, and you don't really want to go. You've been in situations where you've gone to hang out with guys and you tell me, like, I'm not really sure I want to go, but I already said yes, so let me just follow through. Yeah. And then you'd come home and be like, I should not have gone.
Yeah.
You should have listened to your intuition, and it wasn't anxiety you were feeling, it was your intuition trying to warn you.
100%.
So... That's happened to you numerous of times.
Yeah, that happened to me on the last date I went on, and I haven't been on a date in, like, 5 months. Wonder why. That's probably why.
Well, it's fine.
How to accept good things with full confidence.
It's hard, too.
That is really hard, and I think that when you do self-sabotage, sometimes you convince yourself that you're not worthy of the good things that are coming into your life, and you feel like they're just, like, they shouldn't be happening to you, so it's, like, you push them away. But I think that if good things are coming into your life, that means that they are meant for you. I think truly anything that's meant for you in your life is going to come to you one way or another.
I agree.
So if those things are coming in, like, you just have to accept them and be like, okay, this is meant for me. I think that words of affirmation are so important. Also meditating. I like doing guided meditations in the morning. I haven't done it in a minute. I really need to get back on that, because when I do that, it really helps me have a positive outlook on things, and that helps with confidence and helps with accepting good things. So yeah, I don't know. I think that you just have to let the things in and fake it till you make it. Confidence is truly like faking it till you make it.
It's true.
And then one day you're going to feel confident and be like, oh shit, wait, like I'm not even faking it anymore. Mm-hmm. How self-sabotaging can affect a relationship. Tips.
Yeah, it's bad. It could definitely fuck up anything.
Yeah, it could fuck up like all sorts of relationships mm-hmm. in your life, because you could convince yourself that the relationship isn't good, but it truly is yourself, which is right. really a hard pill to swallow. You're like whispering. You've become a mouse.
No.
You've become a mouse.
I'm just agreeing with you.
She's like, yep.
I'm sorry. But you could self-sabotage any relationship, a parent, anybody.
Yeah, literally every single relationship. Mm-hmm. But I just think that being honest and open with your partner, or any, like, a friend or whoever, about, like, the self-sabotaging things that you are thinking, I feel like that could help. Just being transparent about every single way you feel with the people in your life is really, really, really important. So I think that that's,
nobody can really read your mind, right? Yeah. So, like, you need to have open communicate.
Yeah. Somebody else also asked, how do I not ruin something good and healthy because of my past toxic relationship? And I think that that also falls back onto just being honest and open with mm-hmm. the healthy partner, because I think that any sane human being will understand that you've been in a toxic relationship. So if you're saying that this relationship is healthy, he totally is gonna understand. But I think just have that conversation with him and be like, listen, like, I had a really toxic relationship in my past. Like, I've held on to a lot of the toxic habits that, like, I don't know, like, I feel like you create so many toxic habits and think that that's, like, a normal way to go about a relationship. So I think just, like, sitting down with him or her and telling them about your past relationship. You obviously don't have to get into, like, the details or anything personal that you don't want to tell them. But, like, just being open and honest, like, they're going to understand. And then when they see you doing those toxic things, they can help you and be like, listen, like, that's not how we should go about this situation, because that's toxic, like, that's not healthy, and they can help you get through it.
That's good advice. But also, I feel like when you come from a toxic relationship and you're in a new one, you're always, like, on guard, like, expecting something to happen.
Yes.
Or sometimes you don't know how to talk to somebody, because you're like, if your toxic relationship, your boyfriend said, screamed at you about every little thing, you might not want to go into the new relationship even opening your mouth, because you're so afraid.
Yeah.
That's what you're used to. So you have to communicate.
Yes, and you also have to remember that, like, this person is not the last person.
Yeah.
Just because you've dealt with a toxic person doesn't mean that this person is going to be that way. If somebody has cheated on you, that doesn't mean every single person's going to cheat on you. Like, every person's different, so you have to give them the benefit of the doubt and just, like...
But if you see a slight red flag, peace out.
That's bad, because what if you make... Apparently, I make up red flags about guys. That's what a therapist told me one time, and then I ghosted her because she scared me, because she was just so true. Like, everything she said was so fucking true, and I was like, I can't talk to her anymore, because she told me...
She said that you make up...
She told me basically that I self-sabotage, and that I, like, create red flags that aren't really there because I want a reason to, like, push people away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it was really too much and too intense for me, so I ghosted her.
But I told that's not healthy.
Yeah, really bad. I have bad habits, but yeah. So, like, that is also self-sabotaging. Like, I think that I have created so many red flags about guys that, like, it wasn't really a red flag. It was, like, something so minor. So I think that if you, like, if it's, like, a little red flag, like, I don't know. Obviously, like, there are some red flags that, like,
What's the difference between a red flag and an ick?
Icks are stupid. Icks are, like, little stupid things that, like...
I think you have more icks than you do red flags.
No, you could... I don't give a fuck about an ick. Like, I make kind of jokes about icks. Okay. Like, if I get an ick from a guy, like, I'll still, like, probably, like, go on a date with him and, like, see it out and let the situation play out. But if it's, like, a red flag, like, he cheated on his ex, or he follows a million bitches on Instagram and comments on all their pictures and is clearly...
But is a guy really going to go on a date with you and tell you he cheated on the ex?
Well, if you just found out or something. Okay. Like, there are things that are telling red flags that I've definitely seen and been like, okay, no. Like, there was this one guy that I went on, I didn't even go on a date with him, but, like, we went out together one night with our friends, and he had, like, a million bitches swarming him. And he was, like, entertaining all of them. And I was like, ew, like, absolutely not. Like, right, red flag. Yeah, exactly. And then this girl came up to me the next time I went out with him, and she was like, he is such a whore. Like, I slept with him. And I was like, oh, okay, this is not the situation I want to be in. And then the girl slapped his face in front of me. It was crazy.
Oh, my God. I don't think you told me this story.
Yeah, story for another day. But, wow. Yeah, there are, like, actual red flags, but... Like, an ick could be, like, the way that he fucking, like, tied his shoelace in front of me or, like, sniffled wrong or something weird. Like, something that's actually stupid that you could obviously see past, but it's kind of...
That's the most terrible example ever.
I don't know why I said that.
I can't even deal with you right now.
Like, if he did bunny ears?
So, if a guy... hold on. If a guy does bunny ears when he ties his shoelace, that's an ick?
I mean, come on. Because he's five? Grow up and tie it the other way.
Maybe he was taught that and he doesn't know how to do the other way.
That's mortifying. But, like, see, it's, like, something dumb that, like,
I
obviously...
Even look.
I'm joking. Like, obviously, icks are just something dumb that you could technically, like, see past. They're kind of just something fun to joke around about.
Okay.
But, like, a red flag is something that you should run away about.
Obviously.
So, yeah. I don't even know how the fuck we got to that.
But... I feel like we ramble. Like, this is... These are our conversations... Without this stuff.
Yeah.
We just, like, ramble onto different topics.
Yeah. How do I help a friend who constantly self-sabotages? Do I give space or help?
It's exhausting.
Yeah. I have friends that self-sabotage, and I'm just honest with them, but in kind of, like, a joking way. And, like, I self-sabotage, too, so I can kind of, like, joke around and be like, why do we do this? Like, are we stupid? But, like... I have one friend that she, like, is very well aware that she self-sabotages, like, relationships because she's just, like, scared and doesn't think that she, like, deserves them.
Well, that's sad.
But I, like, I just reassure her that, like, she does and that, like, she is self-sabotaging. And, like, if she has a good guy in her life, I'm like, what you have is good right now. Like, this isn't the past. Like, the past is not repeating itself. Like, that's not what this situation is. So I think just, like, being there for them and being open with your friends and, like... You can just joke around and be like, girl, why do you always self-sabotage? Like, why are you trying to mess this up? Like, this is a good thing. Like, just, you don't have to say it in, like, a rude way. Everything that you say is all about the delivery. I think definitely, like, tell her. You have to be honest with her. Because some people can't see it until it's brought up. Or maybe she knows. She might genuinely know. And she might laugh and, like, whatever. Or she might get annoyed. You never know. But it's all about the way you bring it up. Like, if you're like, why do you always self-sabotage your situation? Like,
yeah, she's going to hate you.
She's going to be like, shut the fuck up. But if you're like, girl, like, what the hell? Like, why are you trying to ruin this for yourself? Like, you deserve this. Like,
it's a positive way of saying
it. Yeah. So that's how I do it. How do you find the silver lining after you feel like you ruined an opportunity for yourself? One time I self-sabotaged a big opportunity for myself. Do you remember this? When I was in, like, eighth grade. Or no. Yeah. I think I was in, like, eighth grade. And Garage wanted to fly me out to Canada to
you wouldn't listen to me.
Do, like, a photo shoot for their campaign. And I wanted to go to the beach with my friends instead. I haven't lived that down. I'm still mad.
But at that point of your life, you were not meant to do it.
That's so stupid. Garage, call me. I'm ready now.
Everything happens in your life for a reason. I mean, you can't hang on to that.
No, I know, but it is hard. Like, if you realize after the fact that you missed an opportunity and you should have done it and, like, you fucked up, it is hard. But, yeah, I guess you just have to remind yourself it wasn't the right time.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, everything happens for a reason. And maybe the situation wouldn't have gone good.
Maybe.
Like, maybe something would have went terribly wrong. I don't know. It's just, like, every little thing happens for a reason. Even if you feel like you fucked it up. And also, like, everything that's meant for you is gonna happen to you at the right time.
Yep.
So, you can't be too hard on yourself. Shit happens, you know?
I totally agree.
Okay, those are all the questions. I think that wraps up today's episode.
I think it was great. It really helped me, to be honest.
This was your therapy session about self-sabotage.
It really helped me.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware.
Everyone, comment down below if you're watching the YouTube video. Ways that you self-sabotage.
I think it's good to be self-aware.
Yeah.
And now
honestly,
I am.
Honestly, being self-aware is the first step to healing. So,
honestly.
After this, we are not self-sabotaging anymore. Pound
it,
sister.
I'm going to try really hard not to. But like you said earlier, sometimes we have bad days where we get in our own head. And that is just
It's inevitable.
Unfortunately, not going to end for me.
Getting in your own head is inevitable, but being self-aware of it is the first step to getting past it. Thank you guys so much for listening to us today. I hope you guys enjoyed this chat.
I did. So I did too. They did too.
Me too. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Bye.